Watching fireworks alone. In this country, we are sent home with lice. We trade it back and forth and learn to catch the bodies in our nails. School nurses bent over us as if in tenderness, for we cannot see their faces, and they touch us as would nuns with clinical worship. And we on the plastic pews of our child-sized sterile chairs, our feet swinging just above the floor, our invisible ink on the shirts of our friends. We see our father taking drops of St. John's wort, his tongue a meat field in the fence of his bad teeth. We find our mother writing letters to her sister. "These feelings," she writes, "they won't go away." And until we asked, we never knew they had it in them to be so unhappy. Are we not enough? It's a slow climb to understanding, to the truth that we aren't blessings on this earth, and likely we will break much more than we can fix, and likely love won't save a mind from swinging downward, a bird dipping to the water for a fish and plunging on instead. So there was something we liked about having the bugs. Nights spent with our heads wrapped in plastic bags, tea tree oil and rosemary darkening our hair, those rice grain bodies writhing in a small bowl of hot water. A monkey instinct to crave the sift of careful fingers across your scalp, knowing you are being cleaned and all you have to do is let. Our parents. Year by year, we creep towards the unimaginable darkness of being without them. We think of them when a Catherine wheel spins in the midnight above our front porch, a star-like fire cycling around an empty center, the cheering echo of a distant crowd. We think, oh God, I can speak only for myself.